Bonjour, je m'appelle Danny Brown, reporter à Radio-Canada, et vous écoutez Radio Hop, www.radio-hop.org.
Radio Hop Discussion on Environment.
I heard on the radio recently that we should make sure that the planet is not, the climate is not going hotter than 1.5 degrees. And we all have to do our part to make sure that this happens, because otherwise the weather is going to become much more erratic, and there are going to be droughts, and there are going to be floods more than even now.
I would like to bring up Donald Trump and his personal vendetta to absolutely eradicate the possibility that people can have freedom to say that yes, there is a global warming effect. He has personally said to everybody in his government, you are not to say these words.
What can we do personally?
You can choose clothes that are zero imprint and reuse your clothes and become a real clothes hoarder and not send your clothes to the garbage. There are places where you can recycle clothing, and if we all had clothes a different color or style, we really have something to do with our clothing, I think.
You can reuse your newspapers, reduce the amount of electricity you use, as well as your water consumption.
I buy used clothing most of the time, and the quality is so good that it looks like new. And I also save on electricity. I close the lights whenever I leave a room, and I recycle, and I'm very aware of what I buy.
I compost my food waste.
I don't use my car very often. I like to carpool or take the public transportation.
Well, in the Middle East, they have, when the electricity is shut off, they use electric motors. So that consumes oil and fuel. So here, it's not used here. So that's how you decrease the global warming. I don't know if the global warming comes from Asia, but because they don't have electricity there, they use electric motors.
I use a reusable water bottle and take it with me everywhere I go rather than buying plastic water bottles.
I ask in cafes or restaurants to have a mug instead of a cup, because I don't want to throw out the cup, and I also try not to use straws, plastic straws, and I hope that eventually they will make biodegradable straws as well.
Well, as an engineer, I can take apart a motor and redesign it so that it's completely energy efficient.
I think we all can do our things and help the environment and just be very conscious of it.
Let's work together and make a change.
No step is too small.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.